Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the Warren County Veterans Affairs Office do? Let's go in-depth with Jerry White with the office. Jerry, what branch of the service were you in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
And how was that?
It was different. I got to admit, when I went in, I had no clue what I was getting myself into, but it was eye-opening. I was just a farm boy from South Dakota who hadn't been away from home hardly at all. And I went into the Marine Corps about 2 weeks after I graduated from college, and like I say, it was an eye-opening experience.
Well, you must have enjoyed it. You've retired from it.
No, not from the Marine Corps. I was on active duty for 3 years and 22 days.
And okay.
Transferred to the Marine Reserve, came back to South Dakota, hired as a police officer in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and resigned from the Marine Corps and joined the Minnesota Army National Guard for a couple of years and left them and was transferred to the IRR and got my complete discharge and after 12 years in 1986.
All right, so it's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, so where did you serve?
All over the United States and Germany when I was in the Guard. Deployed to Germany once.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Back during the Cold War days in the 70s.
Well, what was your specialty?
In the Marine Corps, I was a logistics officer, and I was a platoon commander and an XO of a company. And in the Army Guard, I was a maintenance officer for the 1114th Ordnance Company.
What was your favorite part of what you did?
I guess it was the people that you worked with and the people that you met from all over. That, like I say, when I entered the service, I had not left South Dakota hardly at all. Once or twice when I was in college, went on spring break, went to New Orleans once and Daytona Beach. But other than that, hadn't really been out of the state. And then, like I say, you travel all over the country and work with people from all over, and that was probably the most satisfying part.
Well, and now you're still serving, though, as in the Office of Veterans Affairs for Warren County.
Well, I kind of got in here by accident. I'm retired from the Veterans Administration, and that's kind of how I got this job. I could say when I retired in October 2015, and my wife and I moved here to Iowa because we have kids and grandkids in the area. And I live in Des Moines, and my daughter said we're in the process of switching our driver's license and license plates over. And for driver's license, my daughter said, well, go down to Indianola. You won't have to stand in line. So I came down to Indianola to get my Iowa driver's license. And in South Dakota, they have the same deal where you can get veteran put on your driver's license. And in South Dakota, the driver's license examiners do it. Well, when I got down here, they told me, well, you got to go down and see the county veteran service officer. And so I did. And Kathy Finsterman was working in here at that time. And we got to talking, and she asked what I did. And when I told her that I just retired from the Veterans Administration, she wanted to know what hospital I worked at. And I said, well, I didn't work for VHA. I worked for VBA. That's the benefit side. So she inquired if I would maybe be interested in working part-time in this office, and I told her I'd think about it, and a couple months later she called me and asked if I was interested, and I said I was, so I put an application in and got hired. And like I say, it's kind of a part-time retirement job for me, but you know, I'm just using the knowledge that I acquired over the years working for the VA, and that makes it a little easier for me, I think, and I enjoy helping people. That's the main part, I guess. It's a very satisfying job.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jerry White with the Warren County Veterans Affairs Office. Well, how many people might you see a month?
It varies. We do mostly walk-ins. People call and make appointments, but it's fairly steady. Do a lot of phone work, and like I said, when you come in this, if you'd come in here yesterday, you had to wait in line because there were people coming in and out all day. Today's been fairly quiet so far, but it's hard to say how many people I see there. I think there's around 3,700 veterans that live in Warren County, so.
And so potentially you could be working with each of them.
Yeah, we can assist with the full gambit of veterans benefits, from signing up for health care and navigating that path, or like I say, most people don't understand that the Veterans Administration isn't just one organization. There's three separate parts to it. There's the VHA, which is the health care, the VBA, which is the benefit side, and then the NCA, which is the cemetery administration. And all three administrations are separate. They have different computer systems, and they don't talk to each other. So depending on what benefit you're looking at, you might have to negotiate one or two or all three of them. Like I say, we can help with the full gambit of benefits, from health care to applying for compensation or pension or education benefits or loan guarantee or voc rehab. On the cemetery side, getting a headstone, a memorial for a grave, or getting a burial benefit and so forth.
And so I presume there's services that are available to people and they're not taking advantage of them? Does that happen?
Oh, definitely. I can't tell you how many people I've run into or and meet in various places that have no clue that they're eligible for something. And the thing is, it can get somewhat complicated. Like, for example, health care. Just because you're a veteran doesn't mean you're eligible for VA health care. There's categories now. Prior to 1998 and then 2003, if you're a veteran, you could register at the VA for health care and get in. Now you can't. You have to meet certain qualifications, and that's kind of our job here. We try and keep up on the latest so we can tell people what they need to know.
Yeah, I have a family member that recently retired and had insurance his whole life, and you know, 66 years old now, thought he might be able to get some help from the VA, and it didn't happen.
Well, like for healthcare, for example, if you are discharged in the last 5 years and you were deployed to zone combat operations, you got a 5-year window where you're automatically admitted. If you are boots on the ground Vietnam veteran, if you deployed in the Gulf in the first Gulf War, if you served at Camp Lejeune between 53 and 87, if you were exposed to radiation, if you had there's a bunch of different categories which automatically get you in, or if you have a service-connected disability, you're automatically granted admission. However, if you don't fall into one of those categories, your admission is dependent upon your income, and they have geographic income limits for each area. So if you don't fall into any of those categories, and I guess if your income's low enough, you can be admitted. But if it's too high, you're not admitted at this time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jerry White with the Warren County Veterans Affairs Office.
Well, this is all so complex.
It is.
Are you having to study it all the time? Is it changing fast?
Well, it changes. It depends on Congress. They change the rules. These are my Bibles right here.
And there's about 8 inches thick of...
Yeah. The VA, Congress passes the laws that the VAs follow, and the veterans' laws are in Chapter 38 of the United States Code, and the VA interprets those laws and incorporates them into Chapter 38 of the Code of Federal Regulations, and that's what this is right here. Everything the VA does is written down in these books, and these are the regulations that you got to know. So I don't know them all, obviously, but I know where to look, and I research stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your background must really help.
It does, yeah, because I've been doing this for a number of years now. I mean, I I'm familiar with things. For a person to work in a job like this who is totally unfamiliar with the VA, I would say it would take a good 3 to 5 years to become comfortable to kind of know what you were talking about a little bit.
If you had a magic wand and could change anything about it, is there something that you would change?
You know, there's so many things that fall into this. I guess it's all dependent on money right now. That's kind of the key factor. The VA, having worked for the VA, I know there's, the VA is like any other company. There's a lot of really dedicated people that work for the VA, and unfortunately, there's, like any place else, there's a few that aren't so dedicated. But the VA is kind of, at this point, in this area, like for healthcare, it's very good. But unfortunately, I can tell you, it's not. I don't think it's that way around the country. I base this on when I worked for the VA, my office was at the medical center in Hot Springs. And I dealt with the domiciliary through there, the veterans that came in from all over the country, and hearing their stories about some of the bigger metropolitan areas about it, it didn't sound very good to me. But in this area, it's pretty good. But their budget's limited, so the amount of employees that they have and the amount of veterans getting in, it's their. They're taxed to the max, I think, on what they can do in a lot of areas.
The government shutdown, is that impacting your office?
No. I'm a county employee here, and the VA, it's not affecting the VA. They were already funded, so that's not a part of the government that was affected by the shutdown. The federal VA is fully operational right now.
Share with us, in general terms, a really good day you remember, where you went home feeling like you really made a difference.
Most days are that way. I can't really go into specifics because everything we do is confidential, so I can't really go into the specifics of cases. But just in the last week or so, I dealt with a family who are in dire financial straits, who didn't know that they were eligible for benefits, and just by doing some paperwork, getting that started, I think they're going to be okay now. So I mean, just basically that's a lot of the claims that we do here are, well, especially pension claims for mostly elderly veterans who are going into assisted living, especially, and without the money that they're eligible for through the VA, they can't afford it. But once we get their claims filed and they get their money from the VA, that allows them to go into the assisted living facilities, where in the area here the average cost is between $3,000 and $4,000 a month, and a lot of people don't have, especially retired people, don't have that income. So that's a big benefit for veterans that qualify for pension.
So that's a good day.
Yeah, that's a good day. I mean, just not just helping people with money, but getting them any of the benefits that they deserve and that they rate because of their service. That's a good day. I mean, it's like I say, this is a very satisfying job.
Well, not all of us can go home knowing we made the world a better place every day.
Well, I think, you know, just on over the years, not just me, but the people that worked in this office before me, there are. Because of the claims that we, just on the claim side, the claims that we file, there are millions of dollars every month that come into Warren County, federal VA money, because of this office.
Thanks to Jerry White for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.